really can't stay. But baby, it's cold outside. Got to go. But baby, it's
hello and thanks for listening. This is a special investment strategy update from CIA, Capital Investment Advisors. This is Wes Moss, Chief Investment Strategist for CIA, and really wanted to update our clients on what's been happening in markets. There's been tremendous volatility over the last several days. Of course, markets down, Dow down over 1,000 points in just a few days. And anytime we get this much volatility, we want to be able to reach out and help you understand really what's going on. Over the last few days, there's been an abundance of headlines touting the economic doom and gloom that comes along with ongoing trade issues between the United States and China, leading to a potential economic slowdown and triggering something called an inverted yield curve. And that's something that you're going to continue to see headlines about. It's been enough to prompt several clients to ask, hey, aren't we close to this, what's called an inverted yield curve or this scary inversion? And does that mean recession? Because we're hearing that potentially on the news. So this is an audio update. I wanted to share our thoughts on the topic. Of course, you can also read this update along with email where we're sending the audio link as well. Before we talk about the yield curve, which is, again, what's starting to get some press, let's briefly address the trade headlines. Even though we believe that eventually we will get some sort of deal on trade with China, and I think the operative word is eventually we think we'll get a deal with trade on China, it really will take some time. It may be not until mid next year we see a trade deal, but we believe we'll see some sort of trade deal. We continue to watch these trade relations very closely. But in the interim, the lack of agreement between the US and China is creating uncertainty and fear that tariffs will slow the US economy. So this uncertainty and worry of an economic slowdown, it's really the worry of an economic slowdown, not an actual economic slowdown. That's really the main variable leading to all this talk that you might already have heard about or you might hear about of an inverted yield curve. It really put more simply, an inverted yield curve is the bond market flashing signs of a slowing US economy. But it's not a perfect indicator. And we felt that it was important to help our clients understand the potential implications of all these economic events, particularly the talk of the bond market and the inverted yield curve. So that's what today's update is. I want to explain what all this means and the history behind the yield curve indicator. So first of all, let me give you an explanation. An inverted yield curve sounds so much more complicated than it really is. This inverted yield curve is just a way of describing the interest rate environment where at any given point. But an inverted yield curve is explaining when long-term bond interest rates and their payouts are lower than they would be for shorter-term bonds. Now, why do we care? Well, we care because inverted yield curves have been found to be a pretty decent indicator, but not perfect. And that, I think, is a big important message or takeaway about today's update. Not perfect, but yes, a predictor of recession over the last 40 plus years. Let me give you some, let me try to paint this visually, even though I'm talking this through. The yield curve is just it's a line on a graph. So think about it as it's a line on a graph that visually shows what bonds or interest rates are being paid at various maturities or various lengths of time. The left axis, that's the percentage interest rates, and that rate gets higher as you move higher on the axis. And at the bottom of the graph, that depicts time. 1 year on the left side, then that increases as you move from to the right. Think 1 year, then 5 year, then 10, then 20, then 30 years moving to the right side along that axis. So the yield curve is a graphical line you get when you plot bond yields along a timeline for 1, 2, 5, 10, and 30 years, and then you connect the dots. The line, by the way, normally in a normal world is supposed to slope upwards. meaning that you get more interest the longer you tie up your money. So a 30-year yield should be higher than a 10, a 10-year yield should be higher than a 5, and so on. Typically, we see this trend in really across bond markets, so corporate bonds and treasury bonds or government bonds and even CDs. So in a normal world, a one-year bond or one-year CD, let's say it pays 1%, then a two-year CD pays 2%, and a three-year CD pays 3%, and so forth down the line. When these values, though, get out of whack, we head into what's called this inverted yield curve territory. Or you could even think of it as the line is upside down relative to what it should be. And here's what that would look like. A one-year bond, let's say, pays 1%. A two-year bond pays 3%. And then an even longer bond, let's say a three-year bond, only pays 2%. That slope would look like an upside-down smiley face or a frown. That's not the way it's supposed to look. So that when longer-term bond yields are yielding less than their shorter-term cousins, that's an upside-down yield curve, or economists will call this an inverted yield curve. The scenario when it inverts, it's pretty rare, but it signals that something may not be quite right with the economy. And that's why you've heard so much press around this, and it's a big part of why the market dropped significantly earlier this week. Today, we're getting close to that happening. Today, the 10-year yield stands at about 2.9%, the two-year at about 2.8%. You subtract the two, 2.9 minus 2.8, you get 10 basis points or 0.1%. So you're only 0.1% away from that zero bound or getting close to inversion. For more context on the predictive potential of these inverted yield curves, let's look back at some economic history. 5 out of the last 6 times we've inverted or seen the yield curve go negative, which again, 10-year minus the 2-year treasury bond, the U.S. economy has gone into recession. But it took on average anywhere from 12 to 18 months for that to happen. So just because we go have an inverted yield curve doesn't mean we go into a recession right away by any stretch. In fact, there was a pretty significant false positive when this happened as well. The yield curve inverted back in March of 1998, and we didn't have a recession for another 3 full years. During that period of time, what did the market do? Well, the market actually gained 32% after the yield curve inverted. Before inverting again into the year 2000, and then it gained another. So if you look at during that entire period of time from 1998 until we went into recession in 01, the market still was up 16.5%. Let's go back and look at a little more history. 1978, the yield curve inverted. It took 500 days for us to go into recession. 1988, the yield curve inverted. It took 550 days for a recession to hit. Again, the year 2000, the curve inverted 400 days until recession. In 2005, the curve inverted, and it took 700 days until we saw another recession. So if we average out the number of days from above, we get a little over 540, or about a year and a half. It takes about a year and a half before a recession strikes after the yield curve inverts. That's a very long window. That's the point of me bringing up this history. It's a long window, a full year and a half before anything really bad happens economically once we go through this economic indicator. Oh, and by the way, what the market do during that period of time? Well, the market usually does well during that interim period. During that period of time, from inversion until recession, stocks rose on average 15%. Until we hit a recession or recession territory. In one instance, 1988 until 1990, markets were up 37% after an inverted yield curve and before we went into recession. So a normal yield curve or a steep yield curve means the economy should be in acceleration mode. A flat or inverted one means the economy may begin to slow down. Yes, it's correct to say that an inverted yield curve has preceded all the recessions in the last 40 years, but it doesn't mean that a recession has followed every single time we've had an inverted yield curve. And that's why it was important to bring up, and I wanted to bring up the importance of the false positive today. Beyond that, even when we do see a yield curve, followed by recession. There's a significant amount of time between that inversion and a bad economy or a recession. Again, a year and a half. And we've had some good stock markets on average in between. So it's very difficult to say, and maybe even wrong to say, that as soon as we get into this economic indicator, as soon as we get an inverted yield curve, it's time to run for the hills and jump out of stocks. Now, more importantly on this update, I want to kind of get to what would we do if we did think there was a recession that's imminent? What would CIA do if we thought a recession was just around the corner? Well, first of all, I want to make an important point that there are a lot of indicators that forecast recessions. It's not just the inversion of the yield curve. An even more important indicator is something called the leading indicator economic report, which is really the conglomerate of about 10 forward-looking or leading economic indicators. That is a more predictive tool to understand if you're going to go into a recession or not. And oh, by the way, that's in a very positive state right now. Currently, that leading indicator number has to go to the zero bound or 0% year-over-year growth. Today, it's at a full 6% year-over-year growth. So it's a long way from recession. That's actually a better indicator and something that we watch here on our investment committee than just this yield curve inversion or not. But if we are going into recession, and we really feel as though we're headed into recession, what would we do? What would we do about that? Well, first of all, we would consider taking some risk off the table. And or would we take risk off the table? The answer is possibly yes. And we're actually talking about that at CIA, at Capital Investment Advisors, and it's certainly a consideration. Our action plan, if we were really thinking we're going to recession imminently, which we don't at this point, we do not. But if we did, our action plan is to shift our asset mix to higher and higher quality components. That means less cyclical companies, more high quality companies, better balance sheet companies. We think of a list of really strong corporations as we refer to them as the new sovereigns, as in quality that's as good as some governments. Now, that might be an oxymoron in today's world, but that's what we call these new sovereigns. Companies in the United States that have a better balance sheet than the United States government. It's also important to note that many of our portfolios, though, at CIA are already in top-tier quality companies and top-tier quality bonds, really to begin with. Now, some of our more aggressive portfolios can be somewhat different than that, but that's the minority of our portfolios for families that are typically much younger, that have portfolios that are in that more aggressive stance. Think folks that are in their 30s and their 40s. Now, again, what would we do on the bond side if we thought recession was imminent? Well, it also means that we would shift our fixed income to higher and higher quality as well. That means less floating rate companies or floating rate debt, less high yield bonds. So across our portfolios, we believe it's important to increase the quality of our allocation or assets, our investments. If that's not already the case, in a lot of cases, it's already the case, heading into an economic downturn. Ultra high quality assets tend to, you would think, oh, they're always good to be in, and you could make a case for that. But during a rip roaring economy, really high quality investments don't always perform the best. And it's due to their less cyclical nature. Ultra high quality assets do tend to outperform when the economy slows or you go into recession, because again, they're more defensive and less cyclical. At some point, though, let's say we go into a recession and we're starting to come out of a recession. At some point, once the economy turns around again and heads higher, we'd want to find more cyclical or higher volatility names that can outperform during an economic recovery. So the point of this update is to address, A, we've had this just tremendous volatility in markets, number one. B, you're going to hear a lot about the inverted yield curve. And I know we've gotten some emails about this, but we really wanted to give you a written update, and of course, this is a verbal update or an audio update to help you understand that this is something, this inverted yield curve, we're very aware of this. We've been talking about it all year. We're continuing to monitor it, watch it very closely. If we think other economic indicators, like leading indicators, or we call it LEI, that I talked about just a few moments ago, if that starts to turn negative, then we might start to do something where we increase the quality even more so of our portfolios. But again, wanted to give you an update. I know that it's not fun to turn on the television, see the Dow down 2-3% in a given day. We are absolutely aware of that and just wanted to let you know that we're on top of this. So with that, thank you for tuning in. Thanks for listening. Of course, we are here if you have any imminent questions, and we'd be happy to discuss. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Baby, it's cold. Baby, it's cold outside.